Well, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Monday, May 23rd, and happy Mule Days to all of you Bishopians, Bishopites, Bishoptopians. I don't know what you call everybody down here. But hey, happy Mule Days. So there'll be lots of Mule Days stuff on Eastern Sierra. Now, if you'd like to know the schedule of events, not only for Mule Days, but for things happening around the town during this week, well, then you're going to want to get our app, which, as I'm told, will be released any moment of when I am filming this. So keep checking your app store for that. Remember, currently it is only OS X, so just iPhones. But the Android one is soon to follow. But you're going to want that app. It's going to get you everything you want. If you don't have the app yet, just head over to easternsierranow.com, click on events, and you're going to be able to see all the times, dates, contact information for everything that is going on for Mule Days. And if you're the rest of the world and you want some news other than mule news, here you go. So it's here, the big news we've all been waiting for. Tioga Pass is expected to fully reopen Friday, May 27th, 9 a.m. There are two sections of Tioga Pass. The Mono County section from 395, about 11 miles up the eastern entrance of Yosemite, and the Tuolumne County line, managed by Caltrans, and Tioga Road, the continuation of Highway 120 through Yosemite National Park, managed by the park. The Mono County section is currently open, which can certainly make things confusing. Road bikers and backcountry skiers are thrilled when this happens. It's a great opportunity to ride the quiet road and access still snowy high country terrain, and it's still a beautiful detour to drive up almost 10,000 feet, even without access to Yosemite. What does that mean for those guys? There's no cars going back and forth, so bikers and skiers and everybody can just ride through there until they can't. So we'll see when that happens. When Tioga Road reopens next Friday and we once again have access to Yosemite National Park, please don't forget that a reservation is required to drive into or through Yosemite between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. through September 30th. For more information on reservations, please go to go.nps.gov/reserve. Lots of information about that and other roads reopening in Mono County at easternsierranow.com. So head over and check that out. I feel like that's my catchphrase. Check that out.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly near our waterways. Practice sustainable fishing methods, including catch and release and daily limit policies. Dispose of all used fishing line, even your smallest pieces, at the nearest tangle-free water station. Find your closest station at tanglefreewaters.com. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators, too. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. Pick up pet and human waste. Remember, our lakes and streams are your drinking water, so help keep them clean. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
There is a new State of the Inyo out from the U.S. Forest Service that shows all of the campgrounds that are open and what's closed still. You can head over and check that out. But I'm not going to read it to you because it takes a long time. So just Eastern Sierra Now. It's all listed there. Everything you need to know. Who's open? What's got services? What's got utilities? All that kind of stuff. That's listed there. Death Valley National Park seeks lodging proposals for Stovepipe Wells Village. Death Valley National Park has issued a prospectus for a concession contract business opportunity. The concessionaire will operate lodging, food and beverage, retail fuel sales, and other visitor services at Stovepipe Wells Village. The National Park Service issued the prospectus on May 19th. Any proposal, including that of the existing concessionaire, must be received by the NPS regional office by 12 p.m. PST on October 7th in order to be 2022 in order to be evaluated and considered for award of the concession contract. The NPS will hold a one-day site visit at Stovepipe Wells Village June 2nd. Stovepipe Wells Village is a part of a long and varied history of businesses operating within the park and is the only hotel operating as a concession under a contract with the National Park Service, which owns the land and facilities. The Oasis at Death Valley and Panamint Springs Resort, though located within the boundaries of the park, are on privately owned land and facilities. The prospectus is available at nps.gov/subjects/concessions/DEVA002-24.htm. Don't worry, I got you covered. Eastern Sierra Now, head over there. Any questions regarding this business opportunity must be sent in writing via email by June 10th of 2022 to Sue Ibeck, that's E-I-B-E-C-K, and her email is sue_Ibeck, E-I-B-E-C-K, at nps.gov. I actually stayed at Stovepipe Wells recently, and it was cool. It was a good little spot. You know, there's a little bar there and the concession stuff. It's a nice little store. There's a lot of RV space to park, and it's a good spot to kind of be in the middle of everything too, because you're right by the sand dunes. You can head over towards that waterfall, the Darwin Falls. There's a lot of stuff that you can do, so it's a good spot. So if you're interested in that business opportunity and you really like the heat, that might be your dream ticket. So just for those wondering, Brill Car rides are available at Laws Museum May 28th through the 29th. Mark your calendars and come to Laws Museum on May 28th and 29th to experience living history from the early 20th century. On those dates, the Laws Railroad Museum and Historic Site will be offering rides on the historic 95-year-old Death Valley Railroad Motor Car No. 5. I have personally shot a movie on this. I have ridden on it multiple times. Shoot, I've hung out the side and took video of the tracks while it was going. You can't do that, by the way. That took a lot of effort. It is super fun, and it is really a cool thing that they have. I cannot wait until they get more tracks going out there. The intent is to go to Line Street from Laws Museum, so that would be a good little ride. That would be so cool. The fully restored motor car will be running on the tracks at Laws between 1:30 and 3 p.m. Saturday and 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. Sunday, May 29th, leaving the historic 1883 depot every half hour through the day. Passengers can buy tickets in the historic 139-year-old Laws Depot and board the car at the station. Tickets are $5 per person. Children under 10, $1. Lap riders are free. The car is wheelchair accessible. The Death Valley Railroad car was built by the J.G. Brill Company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1927 for tourist traffic on the Death Valley Railroad. It was donated to Inyo County in 1967 and was fully restored to operating condition by Laws Museum volunteers between 1999 and 2004. Exhibits at the museum will be open to visitors, including the new Mule Museum display and the 20 Mule Team Wagon Barn. Bring a picnic lunch and spend the day visiting the museum and going for rides. Future operating dates now planned are posted on the museum's website at lawsmuseum.org. Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site is honored to be here to preserve the rich history of our Owens Valley community. It's one of my favorite places. It's one of my favorite things, that car. This is all really cool stuff. So trust me, head out there and check that out. If you've never done it, you are going to be stoked. Very fun. If you like moving on slow-moving little things that go one way and then turn around and come back the other. That's not exciting. What's exciting is imagining you're on that in the early 1900s when it was made. That's what's fun. Look around and see the buildings and imagine that that's what you were. That's what the movie I shot was about. Mark Twain as a young guy mining out here and driving around on that, looking out the windows and seeing all the horses and the life in Laws Museum. It was pretty cool. Okay. You know what? That's probably going to be it for today, guys. I want to remind you that the app is going to be functional any moment. So keep checking your app store. I will post the crap out of it as soon as it's up. So you will see ads for this. I will be mentioning it constantly, telling you this is going to change the game. This is absolutely the wave of the future for the Eastern Sierra. And you want to strap onto that rocket and see where it goes. So keep checking for that. And let me know when you have it. Do me a favor. When you download that app, you send a message to info@EasternSierraNow.com. saying I got the app. The very first person to send it to me, I'm giving them a shout out. So that's going to be it for today, guys. We will check in with you tomorrow and have some more Mule Days features throughout the week. Thanks again. Bye.